Das ist What's going on, everybody? We're continuing 80s month with your boy DJ MC Jag. What up, Steez?
You cut that off entirely too quickly.
No, I wanted to go before the words.
I know, but I feel like we still had another.
No, it's about to go
6 seconds. So
is it about to do? Is it got more?
I mean,
I was writing something. Let my DJ take over. So I told you it was coming in.
All right. This feels quick.
I could feel it coming in, dude. I could feel it. But yet, bringing it a bit with Tears of Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. But we got a quick announcement, everybody. We got Dottie in the building.
You're bringing her over.
Say hi, Dottie.
She's going to be able to.
Say hi. Say hi, Momo. No? All right.
So, Justin, literally about 3 hours ago.
I tend to be spontaneous.
He just said, you know what, I think I'm going to get a new dog today. And then here we are. He was literally just like, all right, I'm going to go pick her up right now. He walked across the street. Next thing you know, he comes back with a entirely brand new little Ambrosius. And it looks exactly like baby Ambrosius.
Except it's a girl, and her name is Dottie. And she is precious. She was born on June 20th. And she had two brothers. And she's the only girl. And she's precious. I love her.
Why is she named Dottie?
Because Dottie Henson. The best baseball player that
the came. The queen of diamonds?
The queen of the women's league, women's baseball.
From a league of their own.
Yeah.
Which feels as good a time as any to shoehorn in.
Yeah, let's bring that in because we got
to. We want to pump up our other podcast, which we are launching, a bit of a relaunch. The Three Things About Podcasts.
Three things about ... and we're going to fill in that ... with so many things. Mostly movies. But it really could be anything.
And our most recent episode is about A League of Their Own, where we talk about Dottie Henson.
Already up, already live.
Her little sister, Kit, and how she trucked her at home plate, and whether or not maybe Dottie dropped that ball on purpose. So, I would like to educate our new member of the family, Dottie, over here. Hey, somebody ever knocks into you at home plate, and you have a world championship on the line?
Hold the ball.
Hold on that fucking ball.
Hold the ball.
Be a champion.
But in the meantime, we have
play
our
to win. Dottie.
You'll see her in the future photos of the Dissect DJs.
We got a whole new family.
So you'll see you'll see Ambrosius as well as his new girlfriend, Dottie.
Wait, girlfriend? Wouldn't that be like little sister?
No, they're going to be banging in about
That's
2 months.
Really
so right now, I
up.
Guess. Yeah, well, she's going to be banging. Maybe when I got to check when dogs are able to bang, but yeah, they're definitely.
She's tiny. She's like this. Yeah, she can fit in a shoebox.
Obviously now, dude. I'm not trying to get her, smashing now, okay. But she'll be smashing. That's we all grow up. We all start smashing.
Man, this is
you were created by smashing. If
I'm
you don't realize, your mom and dad were.
Yeah, that was.
Hubba hubba,
And that is the crux of 80s. Month right here is if it wasn't for that
we would be here because we were both born in the 80s.
80s babies.
My parents were banging in 1983 in a car, and boom, here comes me. And apparently, did you know this? Little known fact, Castle. My mother was on birth control.
I don't want to hear it.
Birth control, and they use spermicide. Apparently,
what the fuck is
my little sperm was like. Where's the egg? And I found that motherfucker, yo.
Oh my god, dude, that's. Wait, that was one of those moments where I actually wish we had video. Just show Justin's impersonation
of
baby Justin's sperm.
Yeah, attacking the egg.
Let's get back to Tears for Fears.
Because we all want to rule the world, apparently.
You called it Tears of Fears. It's Tears for Fears. And I've waited 8 minutes now to correct you on that. Yeah, you like missing up words on purpose. Everybody
never on purpose
wants to rule the world because we are the DJs that like to spin it, mix it, throw it back, and dissect it. DJs. And we are continuing 80s month strong with Everybody Wants to Rule the World, which came out March 15th, 1985. And I think it really ruled the world. And it stands the test of time. I hear this beat often used in memes on Instagram now. You'll see a random video come up and be like, POV, you're a high schooler in 1988, and they just show footage of, like, somebody who randomly brought a camcorder to school. You know what a big deal was to, like, bring a camera to school in, like, 1985? Like, there was the big over-the-shoulder thing. Like, you probably stood out. Like, I don't know. It had to have been for, like, a video for, like, the end-of-the-year mix or whatever. But it's always cool to see, and it kind of really takes you back to that time period where everybody's, like, rocking their 80s clothes. This is the perfect song for it. This is the perfect song for the 80s. So we could not get through 80s month without rocking Tears for Fears. What do you think that name means as a band name?
I don't know, but can I just listen to that beginning real quick? Listen to this real quick.
Do it again.
Wasn't that the most relaxing, like, I'm going to enjoy what I'm about to listen to?
It honestly...
type, like, that was amazing. I don't know. Something about that just makes me go, yes. Yes, that's the way you should start a song.
It always brings me the visual of, like, a sunset. Like, you're leaving the beach. I feel like I actually have a distant memory.
I can see that.
I actually, you know what? This all just came back to me right now. I have a distant memory of one time when we were leaving the beach when I was a kid, and it was a sunset, and it was a beautiful sunset. And I remember my mom saying that this song reminds her of California because my parents moved to California in, I believe, 1984. And she said that this song was all, like, over the place when they first moved there. And it kind of reminds her of, like, becoming a California person. And, you know, wasn't for that, you wouldn't get Kelly Castles. So, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, what would you be if it wasn't that? What state?
Ohio.
So you'd be Ohio Castle? That doesn't even
sound good. Yeah, it doesn't work.
You wouldn't have that as
be a whole different person.
That wouldn't be an Instagram handle.
You wouldn't,
like,
get
if you were Ohio Castle, I'd be like, that's a shitty name, dude.
Yeah,
you could have done way better.
It wouldn't
Cali
make
Castle's
sense.
Dope. It has
yeah.
Alliteration. It has...
I'd be a whole different person if I wasn't born and raised in Cali, and I was the first in my family to do so, and this song gives strong Cali vibes. And that's maybe because of that story I remember hearing when I was a kid, but that's all I've ever thought of when I hear this song.
Mm-hmm.
It just has, like, sunset California vibes and massive 80 vibes. So, yeah, let's rock some 80s jams. Let's get into
those
lyrics.
They have to say, because I know the lyrics, they're not too many, but I feel like they got power. Because
Tears.
Just from the title, everybody wants to rule the world. I don't know. We're going to go
about, bold claim.
Let's go about it. As we continue and we get into the lyrics, you have the lyrics, right?
I do.
Before we continue, I have to say, you know, I spontaneously got Dottie today. When I woke up, Dottie was not in my mind. And then I was like, you know what? It's time. And I got her. And I forget how much puppies try to get in everything. And she was already chewing on my apple cord right now.
This could be dangerous.
Oh, it's getting dangerous quick. I forgot how I got a puppy on my hands, guys. I got an 8.5 week old.
She keeps licking my toes as we're trying
to
record.
She loves your
this.
Toes, dude. She's all about Castle's toes. She's like, dude, let's get down. Don't forget she's female, so it's okay.
I don't know that makes sense. I told her early on, I was like, you cannot be doing that while I'm podcasting. That is going to distract the entire episode.
That's going to put my mind in a whole different place, right?
That's going to take my all tears right. into fears.
So tell me what the lyrics were. Because all I ever know that he's ever sung is,
welcome to your life. There's no turning back. All right, I'm going to stop the karaoke right there.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Yeah.
We always do two verses. I feel like
that's
a good
it.
Way for
that's
us
good.
To like...
And then we'll be like, all right, let's discuss.
Just show everybody that we clearly can't do what they do. Like,
I can't, but yeah.
Okay, continue.
Even while we sleep, we will find you. What? The fuck? It got kind of weird.
So, no,
right
all he's basically saying is that in your dreams, he's still dreaming about the person. Like he's still like he's on their mind.
You think this is about like a person thinking about another person?
I don't know. Can you restart what we talked about?
Yeah, no, you're distracted by the dog.
It happens, but give me the beginning. Like, just go quick.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back.
Okay.
Even while we sleep, we will find you. That sounds like a threat. That sounds like some Freddy Krueger bullshit. Like. I don't know. It turned dark immediately, and this is such a happy, uplifting song. I need more. I need more.
Okay. Continue.
Acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world. All right. There's something there. I actually just need to think. Acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother. Why do you need what? Why are you turning your back on Mother Nature?
Don't do that.
Mother Nature is beautiful.
And she will fuck you over.
She created the ocean.
Mother Nature will come like, what'd you say? And slap the fuck out of you.
With a fucking tidal wave.
And Father Time is even worse, dude. Father Time will come at you.
Father Time will bitch slap you in the mouth.
Yeah, you'll be like, I got you, Father Time.
Open-handed smack.
And 150 years later, he'll be like, you said what? What were you saying? Shut the fuck up. You're dead, too. Like, Father Time.
Father Time gets y'all. But Mother Nature is the beautiful.
Yeah, and he's saying he's going to turn his back on her. Like,
why? There's no reason to do that. Nourish Mother Nature. Be there for her. Plant your flowers. Water them. Grow. Harness the energy of the world.
Yes.
Recycle. Reduce.
Reuse. It's good. I remember that.
Isn't recycle and reuse like the same thing, though?
I think it was like you know, we need three words here.
We're really into alliteration.
We gotta have alliteration.
Kids won't think
There's
about
something
it.
Something about alliteration that makes everybody happy.
Yeah, and it almost like just really hammers home the point of recycle. Like, in case you don't know what recycle means, right, reuse. That's what that is. Just repurpose. There you go.
So stupid. Yes.
Did we get into the second verse, or should I just?
Just go ahead and talk about it, and we'll listen to him.
It's my own design. It's my own remorse. I'm afraid the song is going to get dark. I'm really afraid.
Why is it that all these songs turn into like, you're like, dude, I love this song. Everybody wants to rule the world. Yes, I do. Wait, what?
Yeah. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Wow.
There's a room where the light won't find you. Hey,
should we let it play for
what
a little bit so we can hear
mean?
It?
Let's let it play. Hey, Tears, you tell us your fears.
So I know it's a reoccurring subject, but I think it's the basis of our show. What the fuck are they talking about, dude? And real quick, as before you get into it, have you seen these two dancing men in the music video?
You know, I haven't even really these watched two the video. This dude is...
Here comes again. Oh, he's doing it, but these two keep busting out,
like,
dude.
Are they dancing in front of a...
Like two gas stations.
Oh, I thought those were like urinals.
No, two gas station things with a guy on a four-wheeler, and these two are just breaking it down randomly in front of this gas station.
I mean, I don't know how else to bring this up, but... I had no idea that this girl was black.
I don't think they are. I think it's just two black people dancing. I can't actually tell what ethnicity this group is. Maybe we Google it. No, they're white.
Oh, that's the guy. He's white.
Son of a bitch. I fucking look at the drummer. They're all white as shit. What are we talking about, dude? We were tripping.
Well, yeah, they threw two black guys in the video and they're dancing in their suits with a bow tie in front of gas pumps. 80s gas pumps as fuck, by the way.
Very specifically
80s. I got to say this. I don't feel like I've ever heard this commented on. Hey, gas pumps used to look way more dope. They had it was just like a single, like, it almost looked like a cool formed Andy Gump. Like,
a what?
You know, the Andy Gump? That's like, what do you call those things? You go take a, anytime you go to a concert and they have those, like the porta potty, you know, it's like those.
That's what an Andy Gump is?
Yeah, they
an
always
Andy
have
Gump Andy Gump is a porta potty?
I don't know who Andy Gump
Whoever
is, but
Andy,
he like.
He got a bad name attributed, like, he's.
He's probably set, though, because he got his name on all those, and they need
no,
those.
No, he probably's nothing. He's like, hey, what up, you're Andy Young? And then it's like, oh, you're referring to me as a shitter, and that's it. That's all he gets.
But if you are the Andy Young,
you don't then get you, money for that.
You definitely do. He made that. His business is the one that everybody uses all across the world.
You're telling me it's Andy Gump urinal specifically? Like they say Andy Gump?
I see him all the time. Yeah,
they say
yeah.
Gump on him and shit?
They say Andy Gump. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then,
he put his name on it.
Then yeah.
Yeah, because Andy went out there and was like, he heard this song and he's like, I want to rule the world. What is something that everybody needs?
A shitter.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and make that accessible. This little thing just bit me in the finger. This little thing. Dottie. All right. You're lucky that your teeth are so small, and that was kind of adorably cute and ticklish. She's doing it again. I love that the video also has this dude just shredding on the dunes on a 4x4. We haven't actually really discussed it, but everybody wants to rule the world. Is this a metaphor or like what? Is this like some pinky in the brain shit where it's just like every day it's like, hey.
I can tell you that I don't want to rule the world. You know how much responsibility
oh,
that
man.
Shit is?
It would like, be so stressful.
It's like, everybody calm down.
Every country.
Russia, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop attacking. And God, you know, all this, you're trying to stop the world from being.
It's all just shake hands.
Just calm
okay?
on. Everybody calm down. All
right. Hey,
everybody.
Like, I bought some pizza. We're going to have a little pizza party in the break room. Everybody just, you know, let's enjoy ourselves today. Like, there's just no way that much responsibility would actually be enjoyable in any way. And for what? So that everybody like praises you, like you're like Mao Zedong
yeah.
and
yeah.
in China, and you just got your picture everywhere. Like, is that worth it? Is it worth it to actually like have the responsibility of like being in charge of just everything?
Everything.
You're not gonna be able to chill for a single
yeah,
day.
You can't relax, dude.
Unless
you go the whole like you know route of like everybody bow to me, and then you just but then you're gonna get probably assassinated pretty quickly after. So
I don't even know that Brain really wanted it. I'm pinking the Brain. Like, he set out every day to try to come up with an elaborate plan.
Yeah, he did.
Plan.
He wanted it.
What if we were all ran by a mouse with just, like, an abnormally large brain?
An excessively...
Yeah. How would that even work? What would be the... Like, that's...
I wouldn't listen to him, first of all. I'd be like, go fuck
yourself.
That's
the thing, is nobody actually would. What is the repercussion? The only way to make that work is if you have an incredibly strict dictatorial society... Where you then are strong-arming all your people.
Yeah, everybody had, like, basically torture them to death.
Yeah, yeah, that's the only way, and that sounds terrible. It defeats the entire flow of the song. This is like although I feel like when we get into the lyrics a little bit, like, there's a darkness, again, as always, just hiding just beyond the surface. Because, let me get into this.
Yes, let me hear this, I felt like when you were saying it.
There's a room where the light won't find you, holding hands while the walls come tumbling down. When they do, I'll be right behind you. So you could hear that as like, I got your back. You know, I'm there. I'm supporting you even in the hardest of times. But given that earlier in the song, he said, even when you're sleeping, we will find you.
That's dreaming.
Also,
this is dreaming.
Also getting Freddy Krueger vibes again. Like, I will be right behind you when the walls come crumbling down. A bit of nightmare vibes for it. What saves it is that this beat is dreamy as fuck, and it just gives you like.
And for some reason, every time he says everybody, and you think you come back to yourself like.
And everybody just wants to join in on a chorus.
I guess I'm down.
An absolute classic, like everybody jump in on this. Everybody
yeah,
sing
honestly,
this together.
I know somebody. I've seen people do karaoke in this, and you could see people just kind of humming along. Everybody wants to rule the world, and everybody joins in. It's like. Come on. No, we know that part, but you're right. The fucking sing along.
Goes right
everybody.
Into that, though.
Yeah.
And I never actually knew that what he says there is there's a room where the light won't find you. And I don't know what that means. In the garage? If you don't
turn
the light on?
Yeah, here. There's no light in here.
We need to pull the lights in, and actually, otherwise, this would be an incredibly dark podcast.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd get the same vibe.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we found our light, and her name is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. Uh-oh, she's chewing cords again. She is chewing cords again.
Oh, wait. Hey, you can put her in this box.
Yeah, I could probably put her in the box. You want to go to sleep, Daddy?
That sounds bad. This is an actual, like, box that is, like, made for pets to travel.
Hey,
yeah.
It's a puppy box.
Let's
put her in there so she's not.
I should have called it a puppy box when I said that.
Let's see if she likes it.
All right, I'm just going to keep the chorus going while you're putting Dottie away. So glad we've almost made it. So sad they had to fade it. everybody wants to rule the world. That also feels kind of dark. That's dark, right? That's like, this shit is over. Like, we almost made it, but it's sad they had to fade it.
I mean, it just sounds like poetry. And you know me and poetry.
Just I don't.
Put a bunch of words together, and you were like, hey, see, the words I put together have this meaning. And it's like, there's no fucking way I was supposed to know what you were referring to with the words you put together there. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're doing. Just some random words. And it's like, see, that was dreamy. It's like, no, man, what the fuck? Shut up.
I feel like this poetry actually has reason and meaning. And we're just being lazy by being like, yeah, those were words just rhymed. That's it. That's all. There's something deeper. I just feel like if we scratch, this feels like a song where when you scratch the surface, it's actually a little sad.
Give it to me. You're usually good at that. So
I'm trying to.
Uh-oh. She doesn't like the box.
Well, you zipped it up. Did you have to zip it up?
Yeah. Let me see if she likes it or not. She clearly does it.
I mean, it looks like a dog huff, honestly, when you zip it up. Yeah, just leave it open. Dottie has dominated. Dottie wants to rule our world because this has completely taken over this.
But let me get the lyrics. You know what the problem is? I don't have the lyrics up, so I'm not able to see.
And you just keep watching the dog the whole time.
Can you guys hear that?
She's bouncing around every corner of this thing.
Can everybody else hear that? Is everybody?
Yes, she's doing it to the box. Why'd you have to buy a fucking dog today? Of all days.
She's not a big boxer, I can tell.
Yeah, she's literally bouncing me around that thing like a game of Pong. All right. All right, just don't lick my toes, okay?
All right, welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while you sleep, we will
find
you.
Going back to the beginning?
I'm going all the way back because I'm not understanding. Acting on your best behavior, turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world. It's my own design. It's my own remorse. Help me decide. Help me make the most of freedom, of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to rule the world. Okay, he's just basically saying, like, no matter what you do, life goes on. And with that, you want to rule the world. That's all I'm getting from this. Your own design, your own remorse, things happen, things die, you turn your back, you steal it while you're asleep. Life just keeps happening. And you want to be in control of your own world. Like, you want to make sure that your world is of freedom, of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts for everybody wants to rule the world. There's a room where the light won't find you. Holding hands while the walls come tumbling down. When they do, I'll be right around you.
I'll be right behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Freddy Krueger status.
When they do, I'll be right behind you. Yeah, see, that's a weird one.
Yeah, there's some lines here that are, you know, subtext creep a little bit, a little bit.
Oh, no, I got this one. There's a room where the light won't find you, holding hands while the so somebody's helping you. So this person's helping you get find yourself. Yeah. As a room comes tumbling down, I'm holding hands with you, I'm right behind you, I got your back. So glad we almost made it, so sad they had to fade it, everybody wants to rule the world. So as much as you want to rule the world, you die at the end. So no matter what,
yeah,
you're
gonna die. Yeah, that is what that means, you're right. But in the meantime, everybody wants to rule the... Let them do it. Does it play out on that?
Yeah.
Just let it play out then.
One, the instrumentals on this are fantastic.
These fire.
These boys break down some shit.
Two,
this song is about everybody wants to be in control of their own world, but no matter what, it comes to an end. You need help in that world, but either way, you want to be in control of your own world. Everybody wants to rule their world.
So it's
not necessarily the entire world, but your world. But know that your world, as much as you want to be in control of it, even that comes to an end.
Deep.
It's deep.
So it's not that dark, actually. You know what? I think he really brought it all home for me when he says, "All for freedom and for pleasure, nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to rule the world." Yeah, that really brings it home, because I think you're right. Like, by rule the world, we mean that you just want to live your life and feel the pleasure of it, feel free to do what you want to do, and really just not be hampered by the restrictions of everything around you that you feel is holding you back, and you really just want to feel unshackled and live that life that you want to live as you want to live it. And sometimes you need that guiding light. You need the people around you to hold your hand. And when the walls come tumbling down, they'll be right behind you. All right. Tears. What are you fearing? All of that stuff that is going to tumble
life,
around you?
That comes life. That comes with life. Yeah, probably. Great.
It's kind of
song.
A sad name, Tears for Fears. It's like you're forever
that
being
in and of
saddled
itself
with,
is deep, yeah.
You're being saddled with sadness and like the things that you're scared of. And that's like, now that I think about it, the poetry of it, that just like ultimately just rhymes, and that's probably why they liked it. But it's a sad name, right? Like, how do you not associate Tears for Fears with like, oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Like, you're getting sad over your own fears that you
things
have
that you're
life,
afraid
which
of.
Is
yeah.
Like an okay reaction, actually.
You're afraid of taxes. You're afraid of car accidents that you can't control on the road. Your fear of unruly servers who control your food and can do whatever they want to do with it.
The life of your new puppy in hope that you're able to be a good father. And
rocks that you didn't see when you're skateboarding on the Strand and they end up sending you flying and embarrassing you in front of everybody.
Yep.
These things we can't control, Justin. They're just out there. And all I need is a guiding light and a person behind me.
And
let's slap this out, because Justin's been holding his hands up for about 8 seconds.
That's it. Four slaps, nothing else. This song is just something about it relaxes me. The lyrics are whatever.
So relaxing.
The lyrics are whatever. The song is whatever. But the beat and the instrumental behind this, just I could put it on, ride down the street, ride my bike, ride the car.
Oh, such a good cruising song. This is the song you cruise to as the sunset is setting, and you're just like on the road. Yeah.
Oh, so good. So yeah, with that, I give four. It's up there. It's one of my top 80s songs. Even though I don't dance to it, I don't get down to it. Something about it just screams 80s! And then I'm able to relax while I'm cruising down the road. Or the skateboard, or the bike, but
whatever it is,
it's good stuff.
It is a song that, as it comes in, it just immediately puts you at ease, and you're just like, "Oh yeah, shit's all right right now."
Yeah, everything's good.
Can we just hear that intro one more time?
You want to hear the intro?
Yeah, just that first. Like,
so good. I'm immediately relaxed and like ready to drive or ready to roll.
As they are in this music video, and I didn't notice this the first time, but as the car takes off, they just cut to this kid who's dressed like a little cowboy, and he's got like two cap guns, and he's pointing both guns at him at the car that's driving by, and he's like trying to shoot him, and he has a devilishly angry look in his face. Like, I know they're trying to show the innocence of child being like, oh look, he's playing with his fake guns, but that kid right now wants to shoot up that car.
Oh, he's like 5-year-old too. Like, he's aggressively.
He's
about
a
to
little
try to
dad.
Shoot that.
Yeah.
Let me see this. Let me see.
That. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's mad.
He's
at that
angry.
Car.
He's like, fuck
go
that
watch
car.
Watch the video, guys. Anytime we do a song, go YouTube the video so you can get an idea. But yeah, this. Guy cruising, kid shooting at the car. Craziness.
And that kid's a grown man now, so I fear...
He's beyond grown man.
I have tears for fears on what that kid is like now because, yeah.
Probably in jail.
Like that kid from Willy Wonka that was super into shooting stuff.
He's definitely in jail. You know that? No, he got accused of murder. He shot two people.
Why don't we bring that up when we do
I made it up, podcast? But it'd be a good story to...
Which brings us to our next episode on the Three Things About podcast. Willy Wonka. You ready for that one? It's coming real soon.
Oh, that's a good one. We go in detail. But before we get into that, Castle, slap.
I got some slaps to dole out. Out of five slaps, I give this song...
Ooh.
Freedom. A little freedom on the end. All
right.
Because everybody... doesn't necessarily want to rule the world, but you know what they do want? Freedom.
Everybody, from everything. Like, I want to be free from, just want to do what I want.
To be able to just buy a puppy in the middle of the day, because fuck it.
So, honestly, dude, this song speaks to me as far as, yes, I want to be in control of my own world. As do you, as does everybody. Hence the name. Everybody wants to rule. It should say their world. Mm-hmm. But they put the just a bit more general and put a little thing. But
that would make a huge difference, actually.
Their world. Everybody wants to rule
their world.
IR right there.
That actually makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Those two letters just added a whole new world to me on this song.
It makes you specific to your
because
your world
that thing. I do agree with.
Yeah.
Ruling the actual physical world.
I ain't
impossible.
To be about that.
There's so many crazy people out there.
Too much to do.
Countries I'm not even trying to fucking have any jurisdiction over. Yeah.
I don't want any of that responsibility.
I don't want jurisdiction over any country.
Yeah.
Yeah, just my world. That's it. That's the only thing
so
I need
I think that's
jurisdiction
what they needed
over.
To do. That's what they needed on this song was an IR at the end of the, and then just it literally defines what this song is talking about. Everyone wants to rule the world, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. There you go. All
right.
And
I think I have a tear from the fear of a new dog that I have to.
Do you know what I have tears for?
What?
Freedom. Next!